Lindsay, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you make of all of that? A lot happened yesterday afternoon when we got off the air. So that's good. I mean, I figure they're mm-hmm. trying to get rid and ditch the van now because it's become hot property. But what's the story with yourself or indeed your granddad?
Yeah, they... So it was after some storm and a bit of the fascia was after coming off the side of my granddad's house. And we were discussing it and I can't remember now who in the family was saying that, you know, they'd get someone up. And that morning, this is when this guy arrived. So my poor granddad just thought like one of us was after sending him up. Mm. So he left him in and he said, oh yeah, at first I think he gave a price of 600 or 700. And he said he had to go off and get materials. So he left and came back. And at that point then my granddad said, look, he had his NCT. So he went off to his NCT. And I think it kind of dawned on my granddad, you know, halfway down the road, he was like, actually, you know what, now I'm just going to ring my daughter. So he rang my mum and he told her and she was like, oh my God, Dad. So she like got straight into the car and was on the way up. So she got there and there was three of them, I think, at that point. And they had started, but my mom came in. Now, he had given some name, I won't say the name.
No.
But he'd given a name to my granddad. So when she came in, she asked him who his name was and he gave her a completely different name again.
Yeah.
But my mom cutely took a picture of the red and she had sent it off. And
did Brenda say it's the same reg as the reg that I've been dealing with? Yeah,
yeah,
it's a
yeah.
D reg.
It was actually but it was actually registered in Limerick to some other.
Guys. All right, not interested in that anyway because we'll just stick to what we can talk about.
My mom was able to say to him. Then she was like, "Oh, you're saying this name," but she said, "How come your van is registered under blah 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 blah?" And at that point, he kind of got a bit startled. And my mom said, "You know what? Now," she said, "you know, I don't want you here." And he was like, oh, you know, I'll keep going. He then gave a different price to my mom again and it went from 600 or 700 up to 1200. And my mom said, absolutely not. Get out of the garden. And she was like really shook. She was there on her own. She had called me to come down, but I hadn't made it down at this point. By the time I got down, they were gone. My poor mother was shaking. But he got, you know, he didn't give her any guff or anything. But I think it's only because he got scared because she was able to say, well, your van's not registered
in
that name.
Did any money change hands?
No, thankfully not. She was able to get him off the property. And
why am I being told that €400 was paid to somebody? No?
No. That wasn't me. No, that wasn't us. No, we eventually got the job done for €400 afterwards.
From like a reputable organ. From a reputable
guy, yes.
Yeah.
So,
because you know you'd have given him all of that money and the work wouldn't have been done.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He'd have just legged it. Yeah.
He would have just, of course. Now, he put up a tiny bit of wood, right? And he said to my mother, he says, are you going to pay me for the work you've done? And my mother said, absolutely not.
She stood her ground. Yeah.
So, my poor mom was shook and she was shaking. Like, afterwards, they had to make her cup of tea to calm her down. But
did she say, did any of them manage to work out his accent?
I think he's a Cork guy.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, because also getting texts from people to say who knows where he lives and everything. And things
I know where he lives.
Yeah, where the van can be found parked up and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we know exactly where he lives.
Brazen
and
out.
And I've seen the van out the back of the house. Like.
Okay, but this business of shouting and roaring at people and threatening people and getting quite abusive, you know, that's certainly not to be tolerated at all. Never mind the shoddy cowboy work that's done, you know? It's heartless.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Like, this guy needs to be taken down.
Yeah.
I only wish my mother was, like, actually a man and 6'5" and 200 pounds on that day, you know?
Yeah, but the chances are he wouldn't be calling to a house like that, you see.
No, he wouldn't. No, he's a coward. He's an absolute coward. Like.
Okay, well, you dodged a bullet there, in fairness. Not literally, but you dodged a bullet without a doubt. All right.
Yeah, and only a few weeks later, there was some other woman who we had come across the post online, and he was after trying to scam her. I think her elderly father as well.
Yeah.
It was only a few weeks later. This guy is quite active. We had called the guards and everything, but by the time the guards did come up, like, he was gone. And
so how long ago was that? It says earlier this year, like we're in May now.
Yeah. I think it was probably around February.
So why is he still able to, why is he still at large carrying on like this?
No idea.
The guards knew about it in February. Anyway.
Yeah, they did. And as I say, we know where he is. We know where he
is. Well, they need to step it up a gear now. If they want any of the information that I have, I'll gladly pass it on to them without a doubt, because they need to step up their game now. All right, fair play to you.
Give them the information regardless, Neil. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it probably has happened already. I'm just slightly aware of GDPR, so I need to be careful about the photographs of the individuals in it and the car edge. But the rest of it they can gladly have with a heart and a half. Anyway, well done to your ma'am. Thanks, Lindsay. Appreciate that.